pours a flawless creation.
The microscopic holes on the leaf surface are responsible for heat and water transfer, and for obtaining the carbon dioxide required for photosynthesis from the atmosphere. These holes, known as pores, have a structure capable of opening and closing as necessary. When the pores are opened, the oxygen and water vapor between the leaf cells are exchanged for the carbon dioxide needed for photosynthesis. Production leftovers are thus expelled, and substances that are needed are taken inside to be used. One of the interesting things about the pores is that they are generally found on the underside of leaves. This means that the negative effect of sunlight is reduced to the lowest level. If the pores, which expel water from the plant, were on the upper sides of leaves, then they would be exposed to sunlight for long periods of time. In that event, if the plant didn't die from the heat, the pores in its bodies would constantly give off water, meaning that the plant would die from excessive water loss instead. This special structure in the pores prevents the plant from being harmed by water loss. There is also a very fine detail in the structure of these pores, which have been specially arranged in the light of all the relevant factors in the external environment. We know that the external environment is constantly changing: humidity levels, temperature, gas levels, air pollution, etc. The structure of the pores in the leaves is such as to be able to adapt to all these variables. This can be illustrated by means of an example. In plants such as sugarcane and maize, which are exposed to high temperatures and dry air for long periods of time, the pores remain entirely or partly closed throughout the whole day in order to conserve water. But these plants also have to absorb the carbon dioxide needed for photosynthesis in the daytime. Under normal circumstances, the pores should be wide open in order to permit this. However, this is impossible, because in that case, the plant would constantly lose water due to the fact that its pores were open, and it would soon die. This means that the pores have to remain closed. But this difficulty has been overcome. Plants, such as sugarcane and maize, that live in hot regions, use chemical pumps in order to be able to absorb carbon dioxide into their leaves, even if their pores are closed. If these chemical pumps were unable to function for a while, the plant would be unable to manufacture nutrients, since photosynthesis could not be performed, and it would therefore die. This shows the impossibility of these complex pumps in the leaves gradually coming into being by chance. Like all the others, this system in plants can only function when all of its components are fully present. Therefore, it is impossible for the pores in plants to have evolved by chance. These pores, with their very special structure, have been created by God in such a way as to fulfill the most delicate task.